Radio Moment.
These tests are in preparation for the opening of independent local radio in London this autumn. 539 metres medium wave and 95.8 VHF will carry the general service of Capital Radio. And 417 metres medium wave and 97.3 VHF will carry the new services of the London Broadcasting Company.
This is London Broadcasting, the news and information voice of independent radio. Welcome to LBC at 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name is David Jessel, this is The Morning Show, and here's the news.
Good morning. This, for the very first time, is Capital Radio.
Simon and Garfunkel bridge over troubled waters. Good morning from myself, David Simons. The time is 9 minutes past five on the first day of Capital Radio.
Isn't it good to know, Capital Radio? You can turn on the friend, you can turn on the show, you can turn on the world with Capital Radio. Such a good way to make your day.
Have a good morning with Radio Clyde.
At a launching, as we Clydesiders well know, it is the invariable custom for a prayer to be said, invoking God's blessing upon the new vessel and upon all who will sail in her. A deeply moving occasion it always is, for you cannot but be thinking of all the adventures, the hazards, the possibilities that lie ahead for this near human thing that is suddenly coming alive before your eyes.
Radio Clyde, 261, all together now.
It is our earnest prayer that God will richly bless the good ship Radio Clyde.
This is the way. Sound waves spend your day.
Good morning, my name's Kevin Morrison. I'm pleased to be one of the first to welcome you to BRMB, the new independent radio station in Birmingham. Yes, that's the BRMB theme, The Sound Way to Spend Your Day, written by local musicians Good and True, Brenda Scott and Johnny Patrick. BRMB time, 7 minutes past six.
Another nice day in Manchester, and this, for the first time on 261 medium wave, 97 VHF stereo, is Greater Manchester Independent Radio.
Good morning. It is 6 a.m. on Monday, the 15th of July, 1974. This is Bruce Lewis saying welcome to Metropolitan Broadcasting. We are now going on the air for the very first time, bringing independent radio to you who live in the Tyne and Wear area.
Here we go, here we go. It's your show here on Metro. Here we go, here we go. On 261, your radio.
Now, this is Metro Radio 261 97 VHF and in stereo.
257 Swansea Sound.
Florida, it's 6 o'clock on Monday, the 30th of September 1974.
Good morning and welcome to the first breakfast show on Swansea Sound. I'm Chris Harper.
You're tuned to Radio Hallam.
I'm Johnny Moran, and on behalf of all at Radio Hallam and everyone who's worked to make this moment come true, I'd like to say a very warm welcome.
Radio Hallam is the first independent commercial radio station covering South Yorkshire and the North Midlands. From our studios in the centre of Sheffield, throughout the day we'll have music, entertainment and information, and we'll be providing the service of keeping our community in touch with local events and happenings. From now on, we aim to do our best to please, and we're certain that you're going to find it's nice to have a radio station as a friend.
For you.
It's 2 minutes to six on Monday, October the 21st, 1974. For the very first time, this is 194 Radio City, broadcasting to Merseyside.
Radio
6 a.m. Wednesday, the 22nd of January.
Dolby is calling you.
And a very good morning to you all.
Fife, we're calling you.
A dream is about to come true.
The early bird catches all the worms.
Get your dreams off the ground.
You gotta wake up.
And a very, very good morning, Plymouth. Today is the day. It's well and truly come. They tell me we're no longer rehearsing. We're no longer practicing. They're telling me that today it's the real thing. Here we are on the air.
Radio T.
And a very good morning to you. It's Midsummer Day, Tuesday, the 24th of June, 1975. And this is Leslie Ross welcoming you to the start of our very first day of transmissions here on Radio T's 257 metres. Thanks for making the effort. I'm glad I did.
Sounds like you want to hear.
Radio Trent broadcasts from Nottingham on 301 metres, 998 kilohertz medium wave, and on 96.2 megahertz VHF stereo.
And with suitable equipment, you can hear VHF broadcasts in stereo.
It's Thursday, the 3rd of July.
Good morning, this is Pennine Radio. It's 6 o'clock, time for the news. Sorry, we had the wrong cart there. That was Bob Scully, who's the British Steel Corporation's chief...
To Steve Merrick, 35.
I can't let Maggie go.
Ah, that's the way it goes on a Tuesday morning. The 16th of September, 1975. And that's the Honeybus there, and their song called I Can't Let Maggie Go. One of the lots and lots of the music we're going to be playing for you. My name is Steve Merrick. This is Pennine 235.
Everything that touches you is victory.
For the very first time in the south of England, with the time just gone 1 o'clock, on Tuesday, October 14th, 1975, on 257 metres medium wave and 95 megahertz VHF in stereo, this is Radio Victory. My name is Glenn Richards, and together with almost 90 other people, some which you will never hear, and to whom I now pay tribute for their hard work and time, and above all their love, that has brought you your station, I begin, and we all shall continue to try and bring you everything that touches you.
It's 6 o'clock on Tuesday, October the 28th, 1975. For the first time, welcome to Radio Orwell.
Radio Orwell, 257.
There's a new wireless station called Thames Valley Broadcasting, and I want you all to listen.
Excuse me, sir. Can I play my records now?
Well, of course you can, stupid boy.
Wherever you go, the sound on your radio should always be.
And welcome to those of you listening on 293 metres in the medium wave or 96 megahertz in the VHF band. In a few moments, the independent local radio programmes of Downtown Radio will be coming on the air.
6 o'clock on Downtown Radio and over to the Downtown Radio news desk.
Beacon 303.
Genius of Eric Carmen from his brand new album, and that's Sunrise. Good morning, sunshine. This is Beacon, and it's 6:07.
Music is the sunshine.
And a very good morning to you. This is Capital Daybreak, CBC, 221 metres medium wave, 96 VHF, the new voice for the capital city of Wales. Good morning.
Hello, Coventry, from Mercia Sound.
This is Mercia Sound on 220 metres medium wave, 1359 kilohertz, and 95.9 VHF in stereo. For the very first time, good morning from Mercia Sound.
This is how we do it.
Britain's 22nd independent radio station has just come on the air. It's Heriwood Radio, based in Peterborough in Cambridgeshire. Heriwood is the first news-based station outside London, and it'll give heavy emphasis to news and information programmes.
Heriwood Radio, station you can really call your own. Heriwood Radio, station you can really call your own.
Britain's newest radio station has just come on the air. Two Counties Radio, which will be known as 2CR, is broadcasting from Bournemouth to listeners in an area from the Dorset and Hampshire coasts to the Wiltshire border. The station becomes the 23rd in the independent local radio network. And from all of us at IRN, it's 2CR. Welcome to the airwaves.
2CR from Bournemouth, down on 362. It's your local station.
Now, before I begin, I'd like to pay tribute to the people who've worked so hard and for so long to make this new service possible. They are many, and to them all I say thank you. Radio Tay.
I hope in the future that the 17th of October 1980 will be a date well remembered. Not because we at Radio Tay want to be considered as the people who introduced independent local radio to the area, but because each and every one of you will feel that Radio Tay is your local radio station. Seven Sound. You got a
friend on Seven Sound Radio. Good morning and welcome to the first day on Seven Sound, broadcasting on 388 metres medium wave and 95 VHF FM in stereo.
It's great to be a part of Devon.
It's Friday, November the 7th. Good morning, and welcome to your first day with Devonair Radio, 450 metres medium wave and 95.8 stereo VHF. My name's Bob Kingsley, and it's my pleasure to be with you every weekday morning from 6 till 9 with Devon Dawn.
I'm Joe Buchan, and I'd like to welcome you to North Sound. We're Britain's 27th independent radio station, and we're broadcasting to northeast Scotland from our studios in Kingsgate, Aberdeen.
You're listening to Radio Air, the new independent local radio station for West Yorkshire, broadcasting on 362 metres medium wave and stereo VHF. And this is Graham Thornton.
It's brighter every day, brighter every way, on Centre Radio.
Well, we are new. This is the first day. But our hope is that you'll quickly come to look on us as your own radio station. And for our part, we look forward to your friendship for many years to come. And by way of winning that friendship, we've got a bright, bouncy station for you, one that will entertain and inform.
It's 6 a.m, Saturday, September the 12th, 1981. Welcome to Essex Radio.
Across the Chiltern Hills,
all you need to know.
At the heart of Harton, there's Chiltern Radio.
The Beach Boys and I Can Hear Music, the first record ever played right here on Chiltern Radio. Good morning, it's 7 minutes past six. I'm Paul Holmes.
And
welcome.
I'm Tony Newman. This is the
way. Good morning. You didn't get lost this morning?
No, I didn't, actually.
Good morning. My name is Dave Cash, and this is Radio West.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of February, 1982, and welcome to the very first day of broadcasting from your new independent local radio station. This is Murray Firth Radio.
Good morning, it's 3 minutes past seven on our very first day, and, well, welcome along to Wyvern. What more can I say? It's great to be here at long last.
6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 5th of October, 1982. My name is Owen Oyston, the chairman of Red Rose Radio, Lancashire's first independent local radio station.
Morning Lancashire with Dave Lincoln.
And a good morning from me, Dave Lincoln, on 301. This is Red Rose Radio, the birth of a brand new radio station. We had to mark it in some special way, didn't we?
A few moments ago, Britain's 37th independent local radio station opened up for the first time this morning. It's Vulture Radio. It's based at Wooden Bassett near Swindon.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Vulture Radio, WR. On day one, and it's great to have the pleasure of your company.
From the country to the coast, Saxon Radio.
Good morning, this is Frank Muir, and I'm here really just to say four words. Welcome to County Sound.
Open up your heart and you will let a little sunshine through with County Sound. The one and only one for you.
We're on the air. We made it.
I'm Peter Milburn, one of the many new friends you'll be making on GB Radio from Monday, June the 13th. We'll be with you every day with music, news and good company from Gwent and for Gwent.
It's 7:45 on Monday the 29th of August, 1983.
the Southern Sound theme, written by David Arnold and played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Welcome to Southern Sound.
From me, John Evington, a very good morning to you, and a warm welcome to this, our first day of broadcasting, Monday, September the 5th. Welcome along, the new sound of Signal Radio. But right now, it's 6:10 on this, our first morning. It's my great pleasure to welcome to the studio the chairman of our company, Sam Jarrett. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Feel somewhere a cross between a bride on her first night and a father at the birth of his first child.
It's great to live in Leicestershire.
We're in all heavens.
At the centre of everything.
Only one item in today's 1 o'clock news. A press statement has been issued in the last few minutes by the board of directors of Leicester and Leicestershire Local Radio PLC, trading as Centre Radio. Under the circumstances, the board have no alternative but to cease trading.
I am Lord Evans of Claughton, the chairman of Marcher Sound. I am very privileged to open up the airwaves on this inaugural morning to a host of programmes in both Welsh and English.
This is a test transmission by the Independent Broadcasting Authority.
I'm Roger Brooks, and as managing and programme director of Viking Radio, it's my great thrill and privilege to welcome you to the most exciting event to happen in this area for a long time, the birth of a new radio station. Over the past year, the board of Viking Radio have brought together a team of professional broadcasters and supporting staff to ensure that this new radio station is comprehensive, entertaining, and informative.
These transmissions are in preparation for the new independent local radio service for Leicester and Leicestershire.
238 Leicester Sound.
11 minutes past 6 on the 7th of September 1984. Good morning, it's great to have your company on Leicester Sound.
Radio broadcast!
Good morning, my name is Nick Risby. Welcome to the brand new sound of Radio Broadland.
Invictus Sound, the sound of Kent on your radio.
Ah, the mellow sound of Kent. Invictus Sound, welcome to Invicta, our first day of broadcasting. Nice to have you along.
Radio Mercury.
Well, we've gone overboard here to produce what we feel is going to be one of the most outstanding stations on the independent local radio network.
Radio West has been broadcasting on 238 metres, 1260 kHz in the medium wave, and 96.3 VHF in stereo, and is now closing down.
More community involvement, more features about sport, local history, gardening, photography.
More of their favourite music.
And more company, because even
listen, we're talking about you on GWR. Radio 24 hours a day, every day from Tuesday, October the 1st.
Men of steel. Each man has his destiny. We know what we are. We know how we feel.
We're Dragon Radio. 1 minute from now, Capital Radio will split.
Capital. For the first time ever, different programs will be broadcast simultaneously on Capital's AM and FM frequencies.
Serving southern Hampshire, West Sussex and the Isle of Wight for 10 years, 257 days. This has been Radio Victory.
Radio Victory has decided to cease broadcasting in advance of the expiry date of its local radio franchise.
A new radio station is born.
We're on your wavelength.
Hope you like it.